Good morning. This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. On the way this morning, Cincinnati Edition contributor Dean Regas, the outreach astronomer for the Cincinnati Observatory Center, talks with astronomer Pamela Gay. She's the keynote speaker for the observatory's Scope Out 2012, which takes place from noon to 11 tonight. And you'll find out about must-have back-to-school gadgets from Jim Barry of the Consumer Electronics Association. To begin with, Marianne Zalesnik has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
The week started off with the annual Labor Day fireworks display. Despite rain, the fireworks went off without a hitch. Later in the week, three Cincinnati residents who live near Washington Park filed a federal civil rights suit against the city's park board and parks director over rules for the park. The suit, by Jerry Davis, Andrew Fitzpatrick, and Agnes Brown, says the rules were created in an unconstitutional fashion that discriminates against certain classes of people. Greater Cincinnati Homeless Coalition Executive Director Josh Spring says the Washington Park rules are different from the ones in other city parks.
Some of the examples are a rule that food and clothing could not be handed out or shared in the park, that rule that somebody could not, in their words, rummage through the trash or recycling containers, and a rule that any and all amplified sound would not be allowed.
Spring says the rules were created by park board employees, a Cincinnati police captain, and representatives of 3CDC in email conversations, and were not debated, discussed, or enacted at a public meeting of the park board. He says the emails obtained by a public records request show the rules were aimed at the homeless and people with low incomes. City Solicitor John Kerp says the lawsuit is a surprise.
I think anyone who's been to Washington Park, and I've taken my family, has seen that there's a great interaction between people from all social classes in the park, and I think both 3CDC and the Park Board have worked very well together to preserve that atmosphere in Washington Park.
Kerb says signs listing the rules have been removed, and the city has been working to address residents' concerns for several months. If Rumkey wants to expand its landfill in Colerain Township, it'll need the approval of township zoning officials. The Ohio Supreme Court this week ruled unanimously the company is not a public utility and not exempt from zoning regulations. The company made that claim after the township trustees rejected a zoning change in 2006 to allow an expansion. Current trustee, President Jeff Ritter, is happy with the decision.
It was a 7-0 unanimous decision, which also makes us feel really good. We were fighting this fight for a long time, specifically since December 2006. So it's been a long time for us to reach this point. So we're very happy about the decision and glad that we had the fortitude and the courage to keep fighting as long as we did.
The case is not over. The Supreme Court sent the case back to a Hamilton County judge to decide a second question on whether the township violated Rumkey's constitutional rights by not granting the zoning change to allow for its expansion. Rumkey spokeswoman Amanda Pratt says the company's disappointed with the Supreme Court decision, but will continue to pursue the other part of the case. Hollywood Casino in Lawrenceburg is laying off around 160 employees. The casino confirmed the move this week. In a statement, General Manager Joe Hassan cites poor customer spending and the gambling industry's rise in Ohio. He also says those being let go will get first consideration at other Penn National gaming casinos. Penn National will operate two of Ohio's four casinos. One is in Columbus and the other Toledo. There's a growing push to examine the several billion dollars worth of tax breaks that have mounted up in Ohio. Three think tanks from across the political spectrum have been calling for a review. The conservative Buckeye Institute, the liberal Center for Community Solutions, and the centrist Greater Ohio Policy Center. Governor John Kasich has endorsed a reexamination, too, and that's drawing applause from the three groups. John Honick is with the Center for Community Solutions.
What we've agreed upon is the need for evaluation and review, and probably the closure of some of these tax loopholes. You know, we don't necessarily agree on what to do with the money, you know, what one would do with the proceeds.
Honick says the three think tanks also agree any future tax breaks that are handed out should have an automatic sunset date, and Ohio should set up a mechanism for regularly reviewing their effectiveness. Good news this week for morning commuters who rely on northbound 471 to get downtown. Most of the heavy construction to replace the pavement on the interstate has now been completed. There's still some minor work to be done. The contractor doing the work has until December 1st to complete it. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.